Dad's map, of course, is still out there, but chances are slim to zero that the pioneers of voyages carrying it will be intercepted. Though all four spacecraft are on interstellar trajectories, space is big, and the next stellar systems on the horizon are many thousands of years away. Plus, the spacecraft are tiny and will be completely quiet within the next couple of decades, making them extremely hard to detect. As for sending the new map, there's no Voyager, like space probes scheduled for launch anytime soon. But if this map did hitch a ride beyond our solar system, and if it got scooped up by intelligent space aliens, the map should be quite easy for them to read and follow. That raises all sorts of questions. Would extraterrestrial beings at these distances have the means to reach Earth? If so, and they head our way, what if they didn't come in peace? What if they're hungry? And what if they're not vegetarians? Here's the fundamental question that didn't stop Carl and Dad. Is it a good idea to randomly send our address into the cosmos? Today, some folks would have no reservations, given that earthly transmissions already are leaking into space and traveling at the speed of light, are detectable by anyone with a decent radio telescope living within 100 light years of us. Other folks, perhaps more cautiously, would hold off on announcing our presence until we know if ETs have honorable intentions.